This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Segments left with Brian Rose here. It's a 5-minute segment, 2-minute segment coming up. So Brian, I've been asking a lot of questions here, and I've gone off on a jag about supporting independent media, and I want to ask you what else you want to get into here. But imagine the power of the globalists and what they're doing, this authoritarianism, if they're not challenged. I'm actually pleasantly surprised at the massive backlashes that are happening, including federal courts ruling that Pennsylvania can't keep their economy locked down and that it's actually a crime against humanity, which it is.
Yeah, I mean, look, the truth is they just overdid this campaign of fear, and we just had a completely inconsistent message from our government, and there's no science-based decisions. And so finally we're seeing some of the courts, you know, fight back against this and say, no, you can't do this, you can't limit those. And some of these are just constitutional rights. And so that's one of my campaigns here for the next few weeks, is to really try to call out the government, speak to the businesses, get us back to work. And again, some science-based decisions, Alex. I mean, you know, a few weeks ago, we were all told to go out to dinner and support restaurants here in the UK. Now, a few days ago, we were just told we cannot go out in groups more than six in any capacity. It's a mixed message from the government. They're constantly reversing on themselves. And again, we just need some leadership from the front. We need some science-based decisions making, and we need a clear message. And we just don't have that, at least here in the UK. And from what I see, it's the same in America.
Well, obviously, the politicians are minions. And Boris Johnson, who I was really behind, has really embarrassed himself, even the guy that put him into power. Nigel Farage has said he better watch out and turn around. I want to believe in Boris Johnson, but he's not being a leader. He's buying into this whole thing and going along with it.
But it just seems a reaction, and they're also not even trusting or rebuking their own science advisors. And look, you know, I went to MIT. I got a degree in mechanical engineering. I'm all about the data-driven approach, you know, not some anecdote or not some policy that covers a bad decision I made 5 months ago. The mayor of London here, I mean, it's just a complete mess. He's a career politician. He is constantly whining and complaining and asking for more handouts when I want to get people back on their feet. And again, really focus on the economy, getting kids back to school, and moving forward with, again, these science-based decisions.
Well, sure, they keep saying science-based themselves, but they're not science-based. Almost, in fact, you got interrupted by the break earlier. Get into everything they told us was not accurate. That's what Stanford's saying. They're like, nothing we were told is real. They go, oh, you're censored, you can't say that. But it's true.
Well, you know, part of the fascination of the movie pandemic is because it goes deep into who the fact checkers are and how the fact that a lot of these algorithms and quote unquote search engines, which is not true, though, what Google is, they take one piece of misinformation, they repeat it about 100 times, and any common user just sees it and believes it to be true. But a lot of these fact checking organizations are funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I had a video of Ronnie Coleman, 8-time Mr. Olympia, get flagged for fact check on COVID by Facebook the other day. So it's blatant what they're doing. The community policy of YouTube is just a catch-all for not saying what they want you to say. And we're seeing this over and over again. But back to what Ike was saying in March and April, most of that stuff came true. I even saw that being reported in the New York Times, something that he said in April. But now the mainstream media covers it. It's okay. It's just hard to watch the duplicity. But look, I'm in for this fight. I was made for this, Alex, and we're going to go forward, but with solutions now. That's what I want to provide, solutions and leadership. If the government's not going to do it, we're going to do it here at London Real.
Well, let's go to break and do one more segment and talk about how you see those solutions unfolding and what the system's going to do. Because I agree with you. They have totally overplayed their hand. And having the UN say it's in charge of all the everything, that is not going to go well. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Rose is at London Real. TV, and we also, he's been kind enough because he cares about the truth. We mirror one of his big interviews over at band.video, and of course they banned that term, that the URL at Twitter, so you have to do 2020electioncenter.com, is a whole clone of the site with the same videos, different URLs, so you can share that. And as soon as they ban that, we've got other URLs as well, but it's kind of a whack-a-mole situation. But the good news is it's up on InfoWars.com. Federal judge rules Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's COVID lockdowns unconstitutional. We'll be right back. Stay with us back in 60 seconds, final segment. Then Gerald Salente takes over. People are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, Brian Rose of LondonReal.tv, a trailblazing independent journalist with his own media operation.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Brian, we got 10 minutes left. Really love the interview today. Love what you're doing. I revel in your success. I love it when I'm like on the hiking bike trail and somebody's on a park bench and I'm like, I know that voice, and it's Brian Rose over there, and it's somebody I've never heard of you're interviewing. That's excitement, and you don't see that. I never see anybody watching mainline CNN host or ABC host. I mean, you want to give us some solutions in a few final minutes, but the kicking and screaming and death throes of the establishment in Hollywood are clear. All the metrics are there, but they know that we don't like them. They know we've rejected them. They know they're having to force feed us. What are they going to pull in their attempt to try to stay relevant and make us submit to them?
You know, it's a great question. It's funny how you were saying how you walk by people that they're listening to independent media sources. You know, I was in the park here, Hampstead Heath, yesterday, and one person noticed me, and then another person, and pretty soon, Alex, I had a group of six or seven people, and we had a conversation for an hour all about what the solution was, where the information was, who's optimistic, who's not optimistic, whether you can trust the politicians or not, what do we do on the second wave? And it was in this incredible moment, and you could tell these people were feasting for that real human connection and real talk, Alex, not something that's being fed to them by Hollywood or being censored or put some echoed feed on a
social media
channel.
There was that human secret, that real sixth sense dynamo, that magic.
Yeah, and I told them, we're not wearing masks, so we can see each other's face. I shook all their hands, I'll just say it, and we had a real conversation, and they were hopeful and optimistic, and they were all, you know, quote-unquote London Realers, and they had watched you, and they had watched Ike, and they were all talking about the solutions and what we can do, and does it come from within or without or our governments, and it was just incredible to have people on there. But we all agreed that there's definitely second and third and fourth waves coming, whether
exactly.
It's of the virus or of more oppression or more censorship or vilification of our characters if we're at the front. And so they were ready for that next phase. But the problem is, Alex, it's very hard to have those real conversations now because the distance, the masks, and all of our connection, which is now digital, is censored, and people don't know it's censored. That's the problem. They think that Facebook is real and Google is an actual search engine. It's not. It's an agenda engine. But like you said, Alex, people are waking up. They're sharing our videos. They're coming to these things. And that's where I think the globalists didn't see this coming. They just didn't see the fact that by banning you or me, they were actually going to make us even more attractive and more well-watched. So the game continues. Again, I'm super optimistic, but we have to stay three steps ahead. Just like you said, you're changing URLs. We're constantly changing tech platforms. We're changing payment platforms. We're changing locations. You got to stay a couple steps ahead of them. They're not as smart as you think they are, though, are they, Alex? They're not. But you got to stay ahead of them.
Absolutely. And that was my next point is, well, I'm sure you're going through this. They're going after the payment processors, hammering the banks. I mean, this is a nightmare situation, but it just makes us stronger to have to be nimble. But looking at Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who interviewed, with there in Germany, probably 500,000 people, a million person marches in Germany. David Icke, that giant event, that giant march. They persecute the guy. They find the guy that has the event. That only blows up in their face bigger. You weren't getting involved in politics. You were already successful until you saw people being oppressed. So when I say Operation Sleeping Giant, you know, Brian Rose and the Sleeping Giant Awakens, can you speak that and like use that term if you want? I'll put it on the front of the interview. You want to post it. But I mean, or do you agree that you're the archetypal thing? Like, you weren't in politics because there wasn't a need. It wasn't until you saw people were being penalized for the, as a fighter, you got in the fight. Because it's going to be that type of move, suppressing people, is actually going to trigger the resistance. And the globalists, just like Hitler bombing London at the beginning of World War II, thinking it would make them give up, it actually made Londoners go from being anti-war to pro-war.
Yeah, there's that expression, let sleeping dogs lie. And they picked the wrong person to fight with. They picked the wrong group to fight with, which is us looking forward. And you're right. It's been a complete upsurgence. Like you said, if you saw my show a year ago, you would have never necessarily seen this coming, right? I was having real conversation with real people, putting out positive ideas to transform your life. But this is my calling, obviously, Alex. I've never felt more alive. I've never felt more support. There's hard days, too. I won't lie to you. But it's still all worth it and invigorating. And if I die tomorrow, Alex, I'll feel like I did something important on this planet. And we're seeing that from everyone here. And to be able to associate with those great guests, like you said, you know, Robert Kennedy on stage in Germany, the science that he drops literally when it comes to everything he knows about his fight and his, you know, bringing a lot of that knowledge out. It's important to be around these people. And them coming on the platform, you know, we've had, you know, congressmen come on our platform, Nobel Prize winners. They're coming on here. Peter Hitchens here in London, really notable people that are coming on my platform to give us that vote of confidence. So, you know, they went too far in picking this fight. But that's what they do. They make mistakes because they try to oppress us all. And when someone fights back, they don't really know what to do. But we have to stay one step ahead. And that's what we're trying to do every single day here.
And that's my last point in the 4 months we have left. Obviously, there's racial issues. Obviously, this group's done that. This other group's done this. But the great game of the establishment creating divide and conquer, trying to create race war, trying to make men and women fight with each other, when the whole globalist system is anti-human and anti-prosperity and anti-freedom, we should all see the manipulation and come together against this system.
Yeah, all of these things are being used as weapons against us. Race, identity, sexuality, all of these things. Even COVID itself is being used as a weapon of fear. And this is the message we've had here at London Real, and David Icke says this all the time. If you come out of this, and I know it might sound corny, Alex, out of love, move forward, not in fear. That is where they can't fight you, and that's where they can't divide us. But right now, they got us busy on all these other things that are dividing us, and we're picking sides, and it's your team and my team. They're going to win every single time when they do that, Alex. But if we try to go for Team Human, move forward, look at our basic fundamental human right, freedom of speech. It's so basic. The fact that that's being taken away from us on a daily basis should be enough of a red flag. Look, we all need to get on Team Human. We need to move forward and find the solutions and see the little mind games they're playing with us. I think people are seeing it. But when you have hatred and anger, you know, everything goes down to the amygdala, Alex. You know that. And you can't think rationally. People need to take a breath and say, what's the real agenda here? Oh, they're making me do something I don't want to do. I want to act independently. I want to move forward with solutions. Let's make this planet better. I think when people make that decision, then we're all on the same wavelength.
Exactly. I mean, the Germans tried to arrest people 6 months ago, 3 months ago. Now it only makes the crowds bigger. That's the answer. That's the human answer is now you can't arrest a million people.
Yeah, and look, if we come out of this message of let's move forward, not out of fear, but out of love. And that's the thing. We have never advocated violence here, the overthrow of government, the destruction of property. Never. It's all about having conversations. And I try to present a marketplace of ideas, Alex. So do you. Let the best idea win. Let's debate it and let's agree upon it.
People ask me, like, well, you had a guest on that disagreed with the other guest. I'm not running a damn cult. Of course we're getting a bunch of ideas out here. Because I respect the viewer. I respect the listener. Yeah. Exactly. We're putting a bunch of ideas out here. Because I'm just like you. I'm trying to figure out for myself.
Yeah, we put lots of different ideas here. We get people to argue with each other, and it's a marketplace of ideas. The best idea rises to the top, and that's what we want here. That's what we want to prevail and move forward. But we just don't always see that happening, and that's what we want to present. The best idea, let's have a healthy debate and move forward with a data-driven approach. It's not rocket science, Alex. You know, it's marked the upsurge of all human civilization, what we're talking about here, and yet that's being suppressed right now in literally an information war. You saw this coming, Alex. That's why you named your show after this. And look, I just want to thank you for being a pioneer and for supporting us. People have no idea the support you've given me behind the scenes and on your show. And I just want to pay it forward to the next digital freedom fighter that's going to go out there and do the same kind of thing we're doing.
We appreciate you, Brian. You're kicking ass, and this is the time, folks. This is humanity. This is our future. This is everything. And that's why every person you talk to, every person you share information with, listeners and viewers, changes the world. It's so beautiful, the power you've got. So we salute the listeners and viewers. Brian, thank you so much. I look forward to being on your show Wednesday.
Thank you, Alex. I look forward to having you.
Thank you, brother. All right, Gerald Celente is in there like a raging bull in that shoot. They're about to open the gates, about to bust out in 4 minutes. Amazing. And then the War Room, Orange Troyer, 3 p.m. Central. Then 7 p.m. Election Countdown tonight, InfoWars.com. Only way the dog hunts is you share those links. Wow, great job of the crew. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, hello, hello. Thank you for being on The Alex Jones Show. Real pleasure and an honor. Because InfoWars is keeping the truth alive, while the prostitutes keep getting paid to put out what they're told to get paid for by their corporate whoremasters. So it's great being on the Alex Jones Show. And today we're making a follow-up to our forecast, which was one of our top trends for 2020. Trump 2020 by default. And it was the default of the Democrats that they didn't have anybody good to run against them. We made this forecast back in December of 2019. That's when we make them for the coming year. And we stand by that forecast. The big news, of course, is today, part of the big news, is that group 538, Biden is favored to win the election. But we think 538 is 100% wrong. And we're forecasting, we maintain our forecast that Trump is going to win the 2020 election. In our staff meetings, I had mentioned over and over again why and how Trump would win. Matter of fact, the covers of the Trends Journal also say it. He's playing to the audience that doesn't believe in getting locked down and have their rights robbed from them. It's going to be part of the election. And if you read an analysis, for instance, in the toilet paper of record today, they make it clear from their perspective that if the coronavirus is the issue, as the Democrats are playing, Trump will lose on that point. And we're saying absolutely got it 180% wrong. The more Biden plays the coronavirus card, the stronger it is for Trump. And we had said in our staff meetings that that's exactly what Trump was going to do. So what happened yesterday in Las Vegas? This is from the Associated Press. In open defiance of state regulations, how dare you defy the Lord King of Governor Crapster, like we got over here in New York. The Andy Cuomo boy, you know, the boy born on third base and thought he had a home run. Gerald Celente on July 4th, to celebrate
Independence Day held a rally here in Kingston in the Crown Garden. One of the most historic four corners in America, the four corners of freedom. In defiance of little Andy Cuomo, I said, come over here, boy, and try to close me down. No, no, leave your goons behind. You just come around. Of course they didn't. And the Kingston police, these cats are real men and women. They don't bother you for little garbage. But they left us alone. But going back to this AP story, in defiance of state regulations, President Donald Trump hosted his first indoor rally since June, telling a packed, nearly maskless Nevada crowd that the nation was, quote, making the last turn in defeating the virus. Again, we were maskless up here. And we all died. This is not Gerald Celente. They made me up over there in Silicon Valley. They made a new Celente. This is not really me. The newspapers went after us. Everybody went after us. And they're going after Trump the same way. Trump said, quote, we are not shutting the country again. A shutdown would destroy the lives and dreams of millions of Americans, said Trump before using his inflammatory moniker for the coronavirus. What does that mean, using his inflammatory moniker for the coronavirus? Anyway, he's going to very simply continue to quote little Joey Biden, who says that if the scientists tell me so, I'll close down the nation. Got it? The scientists? What scientists? A bunch of bureaucratic hacks? Little lowlives who get the job because they sucked up or bowed down and got it? You got it. It's right there. This is going to be an election between the masks, like the Biden crowd, like all the cowardly liberals running around, and the unmasked. The men and women of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union. Freedom. Freedom to live the way you want. Again, our Trends Journal weekly magazine has all the data. By the numbers. Only by the numbers. The people who are dying. The people who are dying. Worldwide, over 50% from nursing homes. With pre-existing chronic conditions. So now you cut that number out. Then you go to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. And 94% of the people who died had coronavirus, but also 2.6 other pre-existing chronic conditions. So, if they died from suicide or something else, they're listed as dying from the virus. But even taking that out, and let's say that they all did die from the virus, had pre-existing conditions like obesity, of which 42% of Americans have, overweight, lung disorder, keep smoking. Trump is going to win on this issue. And it's a very simple reason why. He has to win the swing states. And he has to get more people to go out and vote than voted the last time. He's going to get that crowd, because now there's really an issue between them and us. Right. Hang on. Stay tuned.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because the Bible says we all see through a rose-colored, darkly, kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and that only happens when you support what you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Salente.
Hello, hello, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And staying with that AP report on President Trump's rally yesterday in Nevada, after he says, this is the way it came as they wrote it, we're not shutting down the country again. A shutdown would destroy the lives and dreams of millions of Americans. They go on to say, he didn't mention the pandemic's death total.
It killed more than 200,000 Americans and still claiming about 1,000 lives a day. So that right there is propaganda. That's the reporter, or I should say the prostitute, Jonathan Lemire or Ken Ritter, that stuck that line in there, or maybe their bosses told them to put it in there. Because that has nothing to do with what Trump is saying about a shutdown would destroy the lives and dreams of millions of Americans. So 200,000 Americans dead. Almost 100,000 of those, again, are from nursing homes. And only 4% of the people, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, did not have pre-existing chronic conditions that died of the virus. And again, these numbers are inflated because they're not doing complete studies on who actually died from the virus or a pre-existing chronic condition. But we'll even keep it at that number. And when you take 96% of that out of it, you don't have a lot of people. And you don't close down an entire economy that's destroying the lives of hundreds of millions, billions of people around the planet. We're coming out with our new Trends Journal tomorrow. It's a weekly, as you know. We went from a quarterly to a monthly to a weekly. And what we're doing here is the reason I had to go to weekly is because events are changing so rapidly. So one of the stories are about COVID lockdowns increased drug abuse. It increases drug abuse. We warned about these rising crime waves that would happen as people lose everything, have nothing left to lose. None of these issues were looked upon as they started locking down everything. And there you have it. It's clear as can be. All they do is they take actions when they started the COVID war, like they start other wars, without any assessment of the implications or an exit strategy. And that's where we're at now. And I want to talk a bit, before I get into that, just quickly, before I do forget, as InfoWars listeners well know, I had forecast a rise in gold prices back in June of 2019. Our trend forecast was the gold bull run. Gold was at $1,332 an ounce back then. The pace is subscribed to the Trends Journal because now gold, as we speak, is around 1967. Year I was born. Well, not really. It was a couple of years. decades before then. Gold is going to go, I believe, into the $2,000 to $3,000, even $4,000 an ounce mark. Silver, this past June, when it was selling for about $17.50 an ounce, I said it would spike higher in percentage points than gold. And now we're looking at silver at around $27.50 an ounce. Gone up $10 an ounce. The markets, as you well know, are totally and artificially inflated. We have Gregory Manarino writing for us as well that backs up what we've been saying for a long time with more details. We are going to go into or get hit by an economic tsunami like it's never been experienced in the world. They've locked down much of the global economy. It doesn't snap back. And what InfoWar warriors and subscribers to the Trends Journal well know, the economy was slowing down before this happened. Go back, look at the data. 2019, that place called India, one of the world's largest economies. How far down was it? Only had 7 consecutive quarters of declining gross domestic product. China? Its GDP was at 19, rose at 1999 levels. Slowing down. Mexico, heading into recession. Japan, recession. This is 2019. This is before they locked down everything. Trump is 100% correct, and I don't agree with him, as Alex Jones Wells know and InfoWarriors know, on a number of issues. Totally opposed to what he's doing with Iran and Venezuela. Totally support Trump on closing the borders. Take care of our own before we bring in other people, and we can't take care of our own already. And I agree with him in his trade policy. Well, and I think it is even, my trade policy goes beyond his. I say bring back everything that existed before NAFTA and letting China into the World Trade Organization and just put that back on the road again. So anyway, I totally agree with him on not locking down the economy. This is going to destroy more lives by hundreds of millions than the coronavirus will kill people. People that put all their lives into building their businesses, gone. People living paycheck to paycheck, as we know, was it some 70% of Americans don't have $400 extra or something like that, whatever the percentage is, in case of an emergency. And now they're out of work, and now the money's running out. Again, this election is going to be very clear on a major point. It's going to be masks or no masks. And I want to mention something else as well. And it's about Biden. And it's about what no one is talking about. It's what Biden did that's hurt so many people in so many different ways. But now the two-faced boy is forgetting all about what he said and did back then that we're going to bring up right now that no one in the media is talking about that's going to cost Biden a lot of votes. No. It doesn't have anything to do with his 3 strikes, you're out, and throwing people in jail, and the Clinton administration creating the prison industrial complex. Now, it's even beyond that. What is it? How is it going to help Trump? It's going to help him in a big way. It's going to help him particularly among the younger voters. No, they're not going to go out and vote for him, for Trump. But they're not going to run out and vote for Biden because what he did to them. And they're still paying for it big time. When we come back, we'll tell you what it is.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And remember, to keep the truth alive, you got to put your money where your mouth is. So you have to save on InfoWars. Save the Republic, save yourself. They have some super special specials. You can save up to 60% off plus free shipping. Hey, look, we're all here at a crucial moment, and we have to save the Republic. And it's going to require support, and for those who want to fight for it. Again, either fight for it or go down with the Democrats. And to help with that, InfoWars has added new ways to save. So check out some of these great specials available in this store. DNA Force Plus, 50% off, plus free shipping. All shirts available for $17.76 plus free shipping. 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2, 60% off plus free shipping. 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Spray. 8-pack Power Stack, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Survival Shield X2 Spray, 50% off. Heart and Body Combo, Vasobeat, and Extendowise, 50% off. The Cessna Iodine Power Pack Survival Shield X2 and X3, 50% off, on, and free shipping. So revamp your daily routine. Make sure you save big on those everyday essentials today at InfoWars stores. And again, you got to build your immune system. Get strong. That's how you beat the virus. And that's how you beat other things as well. By the way, the first book I worked on was called Natural Healing. And I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in complementary and integrative medicine. So I believe in building the immune system. I'm not a vaccination kind of guy. So I was saying before, there's a Trump card that's going to be played against Biden that nobody anywhere, any place is talking about. And we have it right here. What is it? It's in $29.95 to Trump's job. I'm only kidding. In 2005, this is going to be in tomorrow's Trends Journal. As a senator from Delaware, where the financial industry is among the state's largest, Biden was a strong proponent of the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act, which prevented people with student loans from escaping them through bankruptcy. Got it. Biden also backed a 1998 law mandating that student loans could be erased through bankruptcy only when the debtor could prove that loans were, quote, an undue hardship. A term the law did not define, but many courts interpreted the law to mean that the debtor had to prove that their financial circumstances would never change for the better, leading one judge to rule, you ready for this? That a disabled 45-year-old woman whose entire yearly income was $10,000 failed to prove that her lingering student loan debt was an undue burden. And slimy Joe Biden, as the chair of the Senate's Judiciary Committee, which screens proposed laws, regulations for the financial industry, he helped make it more difficult for American borrowers to claim bankruptcy. With those protections in place, banks made student loans more freely because there was less chance that borrowers could escape their obligations. And you can see exactly what happens when you look at that chart on how more people started borrowing as banks made it more easy and they didn't know that they would be paying for these college degrees worth nothing for the rest of their life. Oh, you mean you don't want to spend going debt on average was about $30,000 for a degree in gender studies? No, I would say art history is the one for me. Well, maybe English literature. How about history course? Worthless garbage. There you got it. Degrees of debt and regret. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Thanks, Joe Biden. Slimy Joe. Slick Willie's brother-in-law by marriage of the worst degree in terms of shafting it to the people. And how those dumb old craps love them. Oh, yeah, Slick Willie Clinton. Why do you got all those drug ads on TV? Because of Clinton. Allowed them in 1997. Hey, what happened to all the privately owned radio stations and TV stations around America? Well, it was that Clinton-Biden team and all the rest that did away with the Federal Communications Act that allowed the bigs to get bigger. Yep, one after another. So, at this point, as I see it, it's Biden out, Trump in 2020. What the media forgets, and that us New Yorkers know, it's a different kind of cat, man. You know, back in the old days, you would never call names to a contender. That would be improper. But in New York, it's a different fight. And Trump has to win the swing state. What just happened in Wisconsin, that's going to bring out a lot of people. What happened in Kenosha. And what else is going on over there? It's state after state. He's gonna blame Witless Whitmer over there in Michigan for destroying the economy by locking it down. Again, this is in your Trends Journal. I want to put this in perspective. Ohio, Michigan's locked down. They have about 10 million people. And I'm not sure the exact number, but roughly about 6,800 deaths attributed, not really claimed scientifically, but attributed to the virus. And they locked down. Sweden has the same population, about 10 million. They have about 5,300 deaths from the virus. Over 50% of them came from nursing homes in Sweden. And in Michigan, a lot of them from Detroit and other areas where people are not in very good health and there's pollution and other things. Now, Sweden didn't lock down. And Michigan did. They have the same population. And Michigan has what? About well over 1,000 more deaths. So why not do what Sweden did? Why? Because we now are the United Soviet States of America. You have no freedom. You got little lowlives that Fauci the fraud, the jaw boy, and others are selling the fear and hysteria. So the election's going to be a lot on that. And also in this Trends Journal, we go into detail about how science is saying that staying at home and being locked down isn't the thing to do. Even little Andy Cuomo said back in May, if you notice, 66% of the people were at home that went to hospitals, which is shocking to us. This is a surprise. Overwhelmingly, the people were at home. We thought maybe they were taking public transportation. And we've taken special precautions on public transportation. But actually, no. Because these people were literally at home. That's right. And that's what all the data proves. So these lockdowns in Melbourne, all around the world, are not working. They're making bad situations worse. Liberty, love, joy, and beauty. Let's bring back the American way. Do what you can to support InfoWars. Go to TrendsJournal.com to look at the Trends Journal and read history before it happens. And put your money where your mind and heart are. Be the people that take to the streets to fight for freedom. Not in a violent way, because I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Thank you for having me on. See you next week.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.